When this plan received public hearings, a case involving Lynch Chevrolet in Burlington was held up as an example of what's wrong with the legal system. Lynch was sued by a customer who alleged that he did not authorize the dealer to conduct $5,000 in repairs to his truck. After a lengthy court fight, Lynch settled. The customer got around $12,000. His attorney got around $150,000. Senate sponsor Rich Zipperer of Pewaukee insists it's just one case of many. He says Republicans want to fix a problem.
And try to create an incentive to settle these cases earlier instead of having a system whereby an attorney can be rewarded the longer the case drags out.
But Madison Democratic Senator Fred Risser says there are a couple problems with using Lynch's case as an example. For one, Risser says it appears that the dealer was in the wrong. Risser also accused Republicans of helping a well-connected donor. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign database shows the Lynch family has given extensively to Republicans, including $5,700 to Governor Walker.
That's the only reason this is before us, because of that one case. And one person is upset, but he has enough clout to have the governor of the state of Wisconsin introduce this special bill, which will affect thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people in the state.
Risser says that's because if you cap attorney's fees at three times the amount of compensatory damages, it will effectively make it impossible for poor people to bring small claims cases. Governor Walker praised the Senate's vote and has said plans like this will give businesses more certainty. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.